Well, in a floundering performance, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister has all but admitted today there is no major item in the federal budget for First Nations people. Indigenous leaders and lobby groups are outraged because there are several items they say are priorities for funding, including money to help drive the reform of the Closing the Gap process. Amelia Turzon has the story.
This will be Nigel Scullion's last budget as Indigenous Affairs Minister, with the Northern Territory Senator retiring at the next election. This budget might not be one of the highlights of his time in the job, judging by his response on ABC local radio today.
What's in the budget for Indigenous people?
Well, we have we continue to roll out the IAF. We have we don't have anything specifically as a major budget item in the budget to say, look, this is what's particularly happening, this particularly wasn't happening. It's basically continuing to roll out services.
But that's simply not good enough, according to the co-chair of National Congress, Dr. Jackie Huggins.
This budget has come too little, too late for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country. It is vague. There are monies that are not new monies. There have been funding cuts.
There are some specific allocations to First Nations issues in this budget, including $5 million for Indigenous suicide prevention after a tragic spate of deaths in the Kimberley. Broome Indigenous leader Peter Yu.
Woefully inadequate, Sophia, woefully inadequate. $5 million over 4 years, I think, you could probably spend that in half a year.
Mariam Scrimmager from the Tiwi Islands Regional Council was more upbeat about the $60 million going to the top end communities' roads.
Oh, look, hearing it, I was just absolutely elated, just like most people on the Tiwi Islands.
Over in Queensland, Lockhart River Mayor Wayne Butcher couldn't find money in the budget for remote housing.
It's very, very disappointing. It's very sad to see that there's no more investment in remote housing, and the overcrowding is such a big issue.
Just a few months ago, for the first time in its history, the federal government's very own body, Infrastructure Australia, specifically named quality housing for remote Australians as a national priority. Queensland's Labor government and the federal coalition have been in a stoush over remote housing funding for more than a year.
The money's not in the budget, then I guess there isn't no money coming.
A similar drawn-out dispute with the Northern Territory's government was resolved just days ago, with the Prime Minister pledging $550 million for remote housing there. Senator Scullion on local radio again.
You know, the $550 million that's been handed over, that's been dealt with. Yes, we've been talking about that for a fair while. We're still building on our highly successful Indigenous procurement policy, which has actually provided for some 40,000 jobs.
But Indigenous healthcare leaders say that other issues like high rates of diabetes, renal disease and poor nutrition aren't being tackled head on. John Patterson from the Northern Territory's Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance.
We welcome the additional funding commitment to Aboriginal health research, particularly the $10 million over 3 years for the Lowitja research. But we just don't see anything there for the Aboriginal community-controlled health sector.
And some aren't hopeful that Labor's budget response will deliver much either. Dr. Jackie Huggins again.
With Aboriginal affairs, we're always political footballs, so we'll wait and see what Labor might bring us.
Jackie Huggins there, Amelia Turzon reporting.